Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Hey, Phil, you got, what the heck? Oh, you got statewide one on. Oh, Zed, your audio is really low. Do you have statewide one on? I don't have any DMR with me. All right, no big deal. Just wanted to try something. Okay, yeah, it did not bring it in any tone. Wish I could have a radio that did it all.
I got statewide on if you need something.
Let me just do a quick radio check. NAWRO Richmond, Sean, that didn't go through at all. All right, never mind. I kept hearing Brian saying he's hearing me, and I hear Tim saying he's not hearing me, and trying to sort it all out, and it's more confusing. So, hell with that. Once again, DMR frustrates the hell out of me.
Yeah, join the club. Well, good luck. KWOJ.
Sean, I hear you on part of those transmissions, but it's just not looking right on the board. But, yeah, I don't know. Okay, I'm coming over my clear node using DD switch, so it's going through Brandmeister. And, yeah, I don't know why it, I just wanted to see if it was working. Whatever. So, just stay here where everything always works. Hey, Sean, while we got you on the line here, Memphis is having some water issues, so we might actually get some guys to go up there today. If we could use FBI, that'd be great. We don't need it segregated or anything. We just might be on here. All right, whatever you want, if you want to pull it off or if you want to leave it, it's yours. We'll see how it goes. I got to see if they still need us. And we wouldn't need to, separate Richmond. We would want to keep your entire network, but we could conceivably separate or disconnect from Central Michigan, but it's too early to tell. I'll let you know. Wow, still up big piles of snow here at the mall. Anyhow, yeah, we disconnect from Central Michigan, but I think you can do that, right? If not, we'll do that. But either way, if you want to totally disconnect, all right, just keep me posted, and whatever you need is yours. Copy that. Much appreciated. You're heading out to breakfast down there, right? I am. Copy that. I will be clear for now. Thanks, Sean. NAWRO.
Hey, Sean, quick question there. Would you be interested in a video of a John Wayne Clint Eastwood shootout, actual? It's a story between the two of them. They met at a range one day, and some words were exchanged, and they had a little shootout at 50 yards with pistols. It's quite interesting.
Sure, send it on over.
All right, get you later. AEWOJ.
All righty. Anyhow, Phil, where are you at?
Yeah, I'm just going up to Big Beaver. I got about 10 minutes. Yeah, I got those two radios for you, so I can give them to you after.
Well, I ain't there yet. I'm in line at Starbucks here getting a coffee, so we'll be close.
Oh, wow. See the PNC building. Yesterday, I was right at the base of it and couldn't see the top of it. KPR.
I'm trying to type a text, and I hate this keypad. I cannot find the greater than and less than symbols anywhere on this keyboard. I've tried every alternate. There we go. God darn it.
Time it on your phone?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Samsung or not, but yeah, usually it's a long key press on one of the lower keys to the right, I think.
On my phone, it's in with the symbols and stuff of all the foreign characters. I have a Lenovo Moto phone. So, anyhow, gentlemen, enjoy breakfast. WARCY. I'm cleaning up my living room because my ceiling buckled, and I got water in here. Door won't stay dry, but I got a little bit of a mess that I had, and I had to come home at about 5 o'clock this morning from Chesterfield to take a look at this, and it's light of day. I have to deal with that, so my weekend's already messed up, along with everything else. Enjoy your breakfast, guys. W8RCY.
Well, that doesn't sound like fun. You know, you're on the top floor, right?
Morning, Phil. I'm on the eighth of nine floors, but I have an open sky balcony. The ninth floor does not have a balcony. All they have is like a sliding glass picture window. But it leaked right over my, Sean knows my layout, leaked right off the corner of where my radio desk is. A little bit of debris fell on the desk, but the desk in itself and the radios and everything are fine. But yeah, the door wall frame stayed dry, but now the roof is leaking, so who knows. This southwest side facing, you know, the building, I'm not the only one that's got the problem, but yeah, it's a problem. And I'm just, like, frustrated. Not angry, just frustrated. Yeah, so I got to get through another rainstorm this morning, break. So I'm sitting here on duty waiting to see what happens between the next storm that's supposed to come through here between 10 and 11. See if it leaks some more and make sure the desk stays dry. So what else can go wrong? You know, I mean, I've had so much stuff go wrong in the last year and a half. What's one more thing, you know? No wonder I've lost so much weight. It's stress. It's not from eating pizza, that's for sure. W8RCY, I'll leave you guys to your breakfast. Enjoy.
Okay, so you're getting water damage from the outside. I don't know. I mean, you probably above you had a problem. You're getting the result of it. Oh, well. Phone calls to management.
It's Saturday. No point of calling management right now. Hang on, I got sirens. Okay, they've gone by. Yeah, it's Saturday, but I'm just taking a lot of pictures of what's damaged, and fortunately a lot of it landed on the valance to my door wall blinds. There's a lot of debris that landed on that. That's pretty much spared the desk from getting hit. The desk got a little bit of damage to it, but nothing that's going to cause damage to the actual desk. My radios are fine. Everything else is okay, but it's, for the moment, everything's okay. But like I say, it's just, I don't need any more hits. And, I'm either going to have a heart attack or a stroke over a lot of the stuff that's gone on in the last year and a half or so. And, So anyway, that's about it. Okay, enough about me. Forget about me. You guys go enjoy your breakfast, and I'll be fine. W8RCY.
Whereabouts are you at, Phil? I just pulled in.
Just got off the expressway, hitting every light. So, be there in like 2 minutes.
All right, I'll wait. All right. W8FU. KPR.
You're connected to CMN Network.
NAHAP, NAHAP, from NAWRO. NAWRO, NAHAP, good morning, sir. Good morning, Joe. I was wondering if you might be available today. They got a water emergency up in Memphis. And we're kind of on standby to see if we can help distribute cases of water. That's a negative for me. I am actually heading out to Pontiac right now for a little bit of work. I can get in touch with you a little bit later if I get back a decent time. Happy that. No worries, Joe, but you can go ahead and get a hold of me. Unclear if it's going to be a Sunday thing as well. So I appreciate it, and I'll mark you so on the roster. NAWRO, I'll be clear after you. Thanks.
All right, Jim, anytime. Good luck with everything, and, we'll be in touch later. NAHAP, I'll be clear.
NAWRO, NAWRO, KCH, KJO.
Morning, Tom. Go ahead.
Oh, I just turned on the radio and I heard a little bit of chatter. Just wondering how everything's going.
Waiting for a call back from your mayor. She's checking with your fire chief to see if we're going to be needed. And I'm posting stuff on command over in Discord if you want to take a look at that. And if you've got any news, let us know, throughout the day. She's going to call me back one way or the other, so I'll let you know if we can stand down or what the deal is.
Well, I have the chief's number. If you wish that number, I can send it to you.
No negative. I had a good phone call with her. She's got my number, and I'll let her do her thing, and she can she'll give us a call back and advise. I assume it's not going to be too long. And got a few of our guys already selected, so I'll keep you posted, and you keep me posted if you hear anything else. You got water at your place?
Yeah, we have water pressure. It's just that the boil alert. I grabbed a case of water last night when I dropped off my old key for the meeting room. And I let her know that you'd be calling. course this morning, which you did. So, yeah, I got a case of water for the dogs, and I got regular drinking water for me and Melissa. So I'm good so far. But I know that there's a very large Meyer there's a 53-foot semi-trailer in the parking lot, so that means that we got water donated.
Yeah, that's my understanding. It'd be a distribution detail. So, Al, keep you posted, and we'll keep the team posted.
Copy that. I'll have my radio on. I'm going to be home for a bit. If anything, you can reach me by bat phone, cell phone. You know all the ways you get a hold of me. KTKJ.
I copy your last to that, Tom. Same thing for me. NHWRO, clear for now, but listening.
KTKJ. N-A-W-R-O, T-K-G-O.
Go ahead, Tom.
I forgot to ask you the question that I originally was keying up for. You already eat breakfast?
Yeah, I just dropped the eggs in the pan when you called here, so... I'll let this one go, I guess, but I was thinking of that myself, but let's just say yes.
All right, sounds good. That's what I, maybe we can try tomorrow or something. All right, good enough. I'll be out here. I'll stand by, monitoring. KCKJ, you're clear.
Copy that. I just accidentally, dialed Tammy again when I was putting her in my phone and we chatted again. She said she's going to get back with me soon, so I will advise. NHWRO, also clear.
KFADRC, WADTD.
Connected to CMN Network.
KTKJ.
I got your brand new shiny microphone.
Cool beans. You want me to zell you? Oh, you're on your bad phone.
No, we can worry about it later when you get the radio. I'll try to get programmed today.
All right, sounds like a plan. I'll be around. I mean, I'm on Discord. I'm chatting there, as you can see.
Good morning, Wally. Good morning, Tom. WABBB. Just waving a hand.
Good morning. How come you're not at the breakfast club? I didn't feel like driving. I spent enough driving this week.
In all actuality, I'm on my way to the restaurant now. I had to get some people set up for an event at church, and it went a little bit longer than I expected.
Go ahead, Tom. Say hi.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Wally. Good morning, everybody in Radio Land. Yeah, Wally, next time you're ready to go to the breakfast club, let me know, and I'll be up earlier. I slept in today. I did 2,000 miles this week, so I'm tuckered.
You're tuckered? What about your truck? Good morning, everybody. W8RCY. Hey, Brian, you're heading up for breakfast now? You'll make the second cup. Have a great day, W8RCY.
Very funny, Donald. At least Jack won't be on my tail. He should be there already.
I was watching the news a little bit this morning, Channel 4. That was, I grew up over there on that side of the state. They don't get twisters that big over there. Usually they're little bitty pencil things and only damage a couple, three things. That puppy was an F2 or F3. I felt sorry for them. And the poor people in the Menards, I don't know what I would have done. Man, that was like, that's like wigged out heaven over there. So, but yeah, it's fine. Let's see, who am I going to hand her to? Who else was there? Back to Brian, I guess.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It took out part of Home Depot and was a direct hit on Menards. That video that the guy took from across the lake was very impressive. That thing was huge. Over to Tom.
Oh, yeah, I saw the video on that also going across the lake, but then somebody was driving right past the Menards when it hit Menards. And that's definitely a high EF2, low EF3. That's what I thought, too, when I saw the video. And it went right over a public storage facility and lifted them like they were a deck of cards, destroyed everything in sight there also. That's just crazy.
W8RC Wild, jump in here. Yeah, I heard at least, I don't know, this is early this morning, four people lost their lives and about a dozen people were injured so far. I have not seen the news since early this morning, so I don't know if there's any updates. But we pray for everybody. That was something that was unexpected for this area for sure.
Yeah, so anyways, I went to dinner last night, WVD, was telling my son about it, and he said, he goes, well, what do you, and I said, I didn't have any information. So he goes to that weather storm tracker live thing, and he hands me all those pictures of it. And I go, are these legit? He goes, yeah. And then he showed me that website. I go, okay, that we posted. That website's really, really good. Those were the guys that predicted that tornado that was between Brighton and Lansing, and they had coverage when the Weather Service totally missed it. And so there's a group of people there. And anyways, that conference I just went to, a lot of the agencies were talking about they're getting all their information about what's happening in real time now on social media. And I got to thinking, you know, after my son was explaining that all to me, you know, one generation down, blah, 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 internet, everything. And it just goes hand in hand with what they just said at that conference about, you know, they're running for data and live pictures and live feeds and everything else like that. They're running to social media. So I thought, wow, you know, and all the bureaucracy and everything else that's going around between all these different agencies, including ours. Okay, and these agencies just go to Facebook Live or something of that nature, the Weather Underground, and they got live feeds to see exactly what's happening, you know, and I thought, wow, that puts some merit into what I have learned this past week. Tom, go ahead, WAVD.
KCKGL. Yeah, I took my son and his girlfriend back home in Burton last night, and Melissa and I drove right into it, the line that was coming through Flint, and yeah, it was pretty rough. I mean, the rain was pretty damn heavy that I literally had to slow down to like 20 miles an hour on the freeway because I lost sight of the road. It was that bad. But on a side note, Wally, you and Marion do breakfast already? I think Melissa's going to be back here in like a half an hour.
But she's still in her robe watching the news. And I can promise you my wife is not going to get ready in less than a half hour. So we're going to have to pass. And Mom's still in my robe too. So, I mean, we're up. We're on our second cup of coffee, as Donald would say. but we have not made a motion yet. So unless you want to eat at noon, I wouldn't plan on it. So maybe next time. Brian, you still there? WAB.
Yeah, I just walked into the restaurant, and it's rather loud in here. Got a full house, so I'm going to sign off. Everybody have a good morning and enjoy the day. Hopefully we don't get washed away with this rain. WABPD on your final.
Go ahead. Take care. Tell everybody that we all said hi, and enjoy. It did sound loud, and they said... The chances of severe weather, Channel 4, of course, chances of severe weather will be minimized by 4 o'clock this afternoon. Up until then, just a level 1 threat. So, okay, Mr. Tom, I'll let you finish this mess out, and I'm going to go take a shower. W8V.
All right, Wally. Well, I only said that she'll be home. She's shopping right now, so I'm sitting here in sweatpants and sweatshirt watching a TV or watching a movie, so no big deal. But if you see you're ready by noon, I'll talk to her. Maybe we'll do a lunch over at George's or something.
Very good. You take care, sir. W-8, Victor Delta. I'll keep in touch.
W-8-R-C-Y, signing off for now.
Good morning, Donald, by the way.
Morning, yes, good, not. But, yeah, and it's just now starting to rain here in Mad Heights, so not hard, just a sprinkle. Yeah, I mean, it's still bright out here, the skies are. It's just like I just looked at my door wall and yeah, some rain splatter just hit it, so, which is weird because as soon as it started, it stopped. Go figure. Anyhow, you should have a good day as well. Enjoy watching a movie, relax, and make the best of it. Everybody out there in radio land, as Wally would say, everybody just have a good day. Everybody at breakfast, have a good time. I could be there, but most of you know why I'm not. W-A-R-C-Y, we're clear.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W-A-R-C-Y. I'll race you. Oh, you're probably already there. Negative. I'm my 475 and is this Carpenter maybe? Horton. Yeah, we'll see what we get done.
KCK Joe, how'd you guys fare the weather last night?
Well, it hit the Genesee County Hill and fizzled out, so all we got was rain and a bit of storms, maybe a little bit of a hail, but I didn't get any of that.
My sump pump's cycling every 5 minutes, pumping water out of the yard, which is standing water.
Yeah, I drove my son home last night, and, you know, he lives in Burton over by you guys, and, yeah, it was, the rain was terrible at some times. I mean, I had to slow down on the freeway because I couldn't see the road.
Yeah, there was a severe warning over in Shiawassee County, but it seems like every time we have a storm, there'll be a severe warning in Shiawassee. By the time it gets to us, it'll fizzled out or it'll track north.
Yeah, but now we got this wall of water coming right now, too. And just what we need, more freaking water.
Well, I can say that the light show was fantastic. I mean, there were some times where it got, the lightning was so bright, I mean, it blinded me on the freeway, but that was ridiculous. So that means I had one light, you know, hit right close to me for it to be that bright.
Yeah, there was definitely some nice light show. I went in the garage this morning to get something out, and it smelled like wet wood in there for some reason, but I didn't see any moisture anywhere, so I don't know where it's coming from. It really looks dry, so I don't know if it's just that damp in there or what.
It's just very moist out. It started raining when I was loading the truck, so. But I just got into Burton and it's not raining here. But that's given because I'm going north. So. So yeah, Michelle got called in. Three freaking people called off. Really? Unbelievable. Nobody wants to work today for these day and age. Well, except for my wife, because she's dependable and knows what a job means.
Hey, don't get your hopes up. It's raining up at the tower site.
All right, I got to jump off myself. I got to make phone calls. KCKQ.
Well, are you going to be like Motel 6 and leave the light on for me? Oh, I think I just saw my camera.
You got your Thunder Buddy with you?
You're my Thunder Buddy.
You can be mine too. We'll cuddle together. Yeah, let's not go up the exit ramp on the 475 or 6 guns.
Trying to figure out why Grandpa's doing 30 miles an hour here. Wolf 7 is his plate. I'm like, really? Come on, Grandpa. Put the pedal down.
Well, back when he was a kid, that speed limit was 30 miles an hour.
Well, it is actually 35 through here, but he was doing 30. I'm going around the wolf.
My gun 4 is already here. I'll keep calling it ambient light.
All right, turn the light at Belfium up here. Making my way. WS.
Hey, is he mobile?
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KACMR.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
NAWRO, did you go over here, Wally?
Go ahead.
you over on statewide one, but I was a little slow to get back to you, so I thought you might be over here.
Well, I found a feature on my radio, RSSI. I'm just working on trying to get Sean's radio to vote quicker, and I think the magic number is 100, so I was trying to see where the MI5 was at my house, because the default is 108, and that's not good enough. Still there?
Yeah, when you guys were talking yesterday, I was going to ask what number you're going to pick to set as the default. So you probably got the dashboard open, but you had a 112 there and a 108 initially.
You're talking about the MI5, right?
Correct.
Yeah, well, I found something really cool with these Motorola radios. If you hit the left arrow three times and the right arrow three times, it tells you the signal strength of what it's hearing, which is really cool, and then you just set it where you want it. So I'll tell you what, this AI thing sometimes amazes me, sometimes it disappoints me, but I just did a test on it, and it amazed me.
So in a sense, there is a little front panel programming you can do. Is that what you're saying?
No, I've got these things so I can do all the front programming. I just have to get the right TA NAPA number, TANAPA number, and then if I get it, then I can get them to program. The problem is if the number doesn't match exactly, I could brick a radio. And that's what I'm working on. A couple of them I can't because I can't find the right NAPA number, TA NAPA number. Yeah, and I'm scared to throw it because I don't want to brick anything.
Yeah, that would not be a good day. Borrow a couple of John's radios and try it on his. Try it on one of mine.
Have it all figured out when you work on mine in a couple of weeks. W8RCY. Yours is simple. I'm not worried about yours. It's these other modifications. That's what I'm worried about. Yours isn't getting modified. Yours is just throwing the right code plug at it and forgetting to put it and remembering to throw in the context after you update it.
Yeah, I know. And I do appreciate it and appreciate you as well. But I just thought I'd put in my 2 cents here while I'm still drying out. Second wave did not cause any more water damage so far. Knock on wood, so we'll see. W8RCY, we'll let you gentlemen get back to what you guys were doing.
Go ahead, Tim. I'm going to grab my coat. I'll grab up my teeth.
All right. Well, Wally, you've got word we're standing down on Memphis. We don't have to go up there at all, so we're clear now.
Yeah, I kind of figured that they got a pretty good fire department up there. A lot of people.
Can you read anything?
Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, just heard what you said there, Tim. Does that include tomorrow, Monday, or is that just for today?
My understanding is we are off the hook completely.
Copy that. Thanks for your efforts. Any VDZ monitoring?
Anytime, Mike. All right, well, they're going to finish up that other project I'm on today, and we'll be 100% compliant, so you have a good lunch. We'll talk later. NAWR all clear, but I'll be listening.
Yeah, that's great. You know, I think I told you the story. That was the only one that was important. So, you know, all the other stuff was, yeah, you know, I mean, it was there, but it didn't raise eyebrows. That one raised eyebrows, so I'm usually pretty good at reading the room. And I go, ooh, got to pay attention to this one. So good job on that, by the way.
Yeah, no problem. I'm just happy that it was good timing. We happened to be in the middle of the project, and then you got that word. So I can have this wrapped up by tonight, and I'll get the report out to ECTEC and you. And then next Tuesday or so, we'll get it over to Christina and Brandon. NHWRO, clear after you.
Like I said, that was probably the piece of resistance, and that was probably going to make the meeting go a lot smoother, too.
Understood. NAWRO clear.
Connected to CMN Network.
One, two, three. Radio service test. One. Oh! I got audio. Radio services test. One, two, one. And when I own 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 3, 3, 3.
Test 1, 2, 3.
Yep, oh, right there.
Is it a bad connector?
Yes. 1, 2, 3? Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wiggle that, Jeff. Yes. 1, 2, 3, there. Now we're key. No. Nothing now. Now I do. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, unkey. So it's a loose connector?
Now I'm keying from the network.
1, 2, 3, 3.
Maybe what?
So here's me keying it. The fob should be keyed. You. Here's me keying now. All right, so now I'm keying. So you're keyed now. Now it unkeyed. But I'm still telling it to key, though, Jeff.
I know, but I moved it.
Oh, you're moving it. Now it's keyed. And you can...
I'm trying to figure out why...
Okay, it should be keying the node.
Yeah,
you can turn on
the
key. I'm key. 1, 2, 3.
I don't think it's the same. I think it's the
USB.
I
think it's the USB.
Or do you think it's the DVD 9 end? Well, I don't know how it could be the DVD 9 end.
One, two, three. I'm keying from the network. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Radio 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Radio network. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Nope. Network. 1, 2, 3.
And here's me, RF. 1, 2, 3. Chris, I hear you. But are you hearing me? No, I'm not hearing your handheld. That's why I was curious.
KDA BMB.
Oh, I heard you that time.
Yeah, it helps if I don't have it in direct mode.
Alright, hold on 1 second. We're taping something.
Okay, this is 2 watts from my driveway on a portable.
How are you hearing it?
Hearing it loud and clear, full quieting, sounds good.
KE4ZYQ, if I can be of any help, I'm on the Mount Clemens site, Mount Clemens repeater.
How I make it in there on 2 watts?
Full quieting. I got to do audio levels, but I was more worried about the RF side. One, two, three. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. Am I actually making it from inside my house?
Yeah, are you on low power still?
That would be correct.
Is it still full scale?
It's perfectly comfortable. There's a little bit of static and stuff, but from inside the house, it sounds great.
Yeah. Still says PA low.
All right. I'll get with you guys in a little bit. Kitty at BMB.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
what you told me to do to send it to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One, two, three, four, five.
6, 7.
Connected to CMN Network.
No, I'm on the house. Oh, yes.
All right. I'm not seeing the receiver either. Now I...
When I key the fob right now, you're not seeing the red light?
Correct.
Now if I key here, 1, 2, 3, you have red, and I can hear myself. Here's from the network. Here's me locally. Yep, now I'm keyed.
What? Okay,
there we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, WF stump. One, two, three.
Yeah.
Network 1, 2. Nope. Oh, yeah, PA full, sorry.
One, two, three, four, five.
5, 4, yes. I'm only keying through the fob now.
I thought you had something.
One, two, three.
If that was you, can you hear me, Chris, on this?
Yeah.
Well, from Montrose. What about now? Chris, can you hear me here? 1, 2, 3.
hears me on UHF. 12345, Chris, you hearing it?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Okay, we heard you.
Alright, well, I'm here at the corner of Marshall and Farron Road on Affordable inside the car, so that's a plus. Let me try the 3 real quick. Can you hear me?
Okay, that's working. I'm going to start working on audio here now.
WATIJ.
WF Some Test Network.
RF.
One, two, three.
You're connected to CMN Network.
1, 2, 3. Oh, too much.
WAFSM. WAFSM.
Hold on, let me mute this. Okay. Oh, I thought I muted you. There we go. Here's me on a handheld. How do I sound? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's fine. I need to hear more. But you sound fine. You're clear and clean.
All right, so let me talk a little softer, a little longer into the microphone here for you so that it can, you know, I'm being just not very happy right now.
Yeah, but is Jeff ever really happy? No, you sound fine. You might be just a little hot. Just a shade. I'm being very critical here. And it's a little bit higher tone than I'm used to hearing. But these are extreme nitpicks because you're trying to be critical. What I'd be interested is that a hand, you said it's a handheld. I'd be interested in hearing your wireline because I noticed quite a discrepancy there when we were testing earlier.
Let me grab another radio instead of this one. Okay, here's me on the 7, or on my 7K. Alright, WFSM 12345-54321. Talking to you on the 7K. Sounds clean. On the output too, right, Randy? How's it going to you, Sean, on the network?
Sounds very good. Sounds very good.
Okay, thank you.
All right, W8F.
WSM.
Yay, summer! Yeah, man, you could say that again. I want a kite so that I can put a mesh-tastic note on it and, fly it really high and see what happens, but I'm not that ambitious. Yeah, me too. I got the fishing bug starting now all of a sudden. KF8S Mobile. Is the lake still frozen, or are they pretty much thawed now?
I got one 300 yards down the street and haven't been there to check yet. But last week or so, there's been all kinds of geese and swans and all these water birds flying by, and I'm like, man, is everything still frozen? Where are they all going, you know? But it don't look like it's going to be long at this rate. Yeah, I just need it to dry out a little bit, though, before, but this is a good time to get out, because there's not as many bugs, and so I'll probably end up doing Parks on the Air stuff soon. Yep, no bugs, and sometimes the best fishing is right after the ice goes out. AKWOJ. I thought that was you, but the repeater sounds different. I don't know. It sounds good. It sounds good. I'm on the Mount Clemens one, and it's louder. Well, I'm in the mobile in the house there. Normally, I'm out on the porch with a cigar with my HT, which I was just about headed for when I heard you holler there. Oh, very good. Well, your signal is really good into whichever system you're in, into, and all that good stuff. But if you're about to go out there and have your cigar, I'll let you go. Just driving home from Sam's Club. Listen up, though. KFAS.
A4ZYQ.
Hey Joe, got you. No, I'm in no hurry to get there. I just got up from taking a nap there, and heard this loud squealing on the radio kind of thing, and I thought, well, I'm gonna go outside and see how nice it is. I took a look at the temperature, and I thought I'm definitely going outside now. But Dave, I wanted to tell you that you're one of the reasons I got a node in the hot spot there. I don't know if I told you that before, but. I remember hearing you, you were over in England, I think, the UK, walking around the streets of London on it with the HT, talking to everybody back here, and that just blew me away. After that, I thought, I got to get one of those things and learn how to use it. K-H-O-B-O-J. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, K-E-4-Z-Y-Q, I just sat down for a late lunch, not too late, but later. And I just have to comment that K8WOJ, I advise to be careful driving your mobile in the house. You said mobile in the house. I just didn't know if you were driving the car around. Just, you got to be careful, man. Just an FYI.
Yeah, I wasn't actually on an HT, just to let you know, I was not on an HT in England. I was actually on my phone using the, I forgot what app I was using. I think it was a repeater phone. It was a repeater phone app on my iPhone with my headphones in my ears. So I wasn't using RF over there. We have reciprocal, you know, but I was just using the phone, so... But yeah, hotspots are great, you know, for extending your range.
Yep, well, between that and then Sean, he's back in the dark days there at GMRS. I remember hearing him up in St. Helens there visiting his cabin talking on GMRS down here. Oh my God. Oh, I hate that. Oh, I got a cramp. Sorry. And, Joe, don't worry. I got my license renewed so I can drive around in the house. AWOJ.
I got to find out about this app, if it's Echo Link, or what's the one app on the phone that you can get on the repeaters? I know Echo Link. I don't have that on my phone, at least not activated, but maybe it's another one. I'm going to listen out and see. But, yeah, glad you got that permission to drive in the house with the mobile.
I was worried about that cramp there you're driving in the house. it might hit the brakes or the accelerator on accident. If you have an iPhone, the app is called Repeater Phone. Yeah, you know, like the repeater phone. And if you've got Android, it's TV Switch, but that's harder to configure. Echolink's probably your easy mode, you know. If you just want something easy, use Echolink. But the audio doesn't sound as good as, like, you know, repeater phone or TV Switch. But so whichever one you got, just go and search for that. And it's pretty easy to set up.
Yeah, I've heard quite a few people with repeater phone, and I've had DV switch for a long time, but every time I fire it up, I look at it and go, man, I have no clue what to do with this thing. So I put it back in and grab a radio. I used to have Echolink on the phone there, but I don't know. Once I got my hotspots and stuff, I think they got rid of Echolink. Joe, go ahead, KEAWJ.
Yeah, KU4ZYQ. I see it says you need an account with either Echolink or All-Star Link Network. And I think there's a fee, $7.99 off. That's a one-time fee or every month? Maybe that other gentleman there, I didn't get your name, I apologize. Maybe you can tell me if that's a once-a-month fee or just a one-time fee for the app.
Yeah, this is Dave, KF8S, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8 Sierra. For repeater phone, it's a one-time. You just pay for the app and you have it forever. And then All-Star Link, you go to a website, you create an account there. Normally, you'd go there if you want to create a node, you know, if you get one of those All-Star nodes. But you can just create an account without a, you don't have to have a physical device. And once you have that, the other thing too, just so you know, repeater phone does both All-Star and Echolink from the same app. So it's worth it. I paid, I think it was like $7 or $8. And I paid that like, you know, a couple years ago. So I'm still, you know, that one time and you're done. You're just paying for the app developer to be able to publish to the Apple ecosystem, which, you know, Apple charges. So that's the reason there.
Oh my, I've always been an Android guy, but you just gave me a reason to want an iPhone now. It does All-Star. repeater out there. Oh man, I'm going to have to start looking into that. That's the one thing I miss about Android is being able to do All-Star. Since getting this clear note I got, man, I am hooked on All-Star. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ. God, I apologize. I just woke up a little while ago just before cooking lunch, and I don't remember if you said Dan or Dave. I apologize. That's old age. It's bad. But, yeah, I see the app, and it says $7.99, and that's great if you can do both of those or use whatever. And a one-time fee and access and create an account. And I might look into that. Yeah, Rick, you should have got on the Apple iPhones a long time ago. Both of us here probably could tell you a lot of things. It's got quick acting, a lot of apps, quick upgrades. When there's an upgrade to every operating system or patches or whatever, and many apps and many functions and screen record, and I mean everything's just at the touch of your finger, you can get there in seconds or milliseconds. So over to either Dan or Dave, and I apologize, I'm embarrassed to say. Back to you.
Yeah, no worries. It's Dave. And I'm kind of a dual citizenship. I have both Android and iOS. I go back and forth. Each has their pros and cons. I think for stability, I like the iPhone. Just, you know, if you need a stable device or if you're locked into the Apple tax and all that fun stuff. But they just came out with a new phone. I don't know what the price is on it. It's their, I think it's like, you know how they come out with like a watered-down version, like a cheaper version? I think it's the iPhone 17 SE or something like that. There's some letters behind it, but I think it's their budget version.
Connected to CMN Network.
Well, that'd be the one for me. That's what always kept me away is the price of Apple. It seemed like the Androids had more apps. All the stability, all the other stuff that you guys mentioned there, I've had the same thing on my on the Android, and so I never had a need for it. And the Androids there got all kinds of shooting apps and ballistic calculators and just all kinds of stuff. I think a few of them now are available on iPhone, but being able to do All-Star, I got to look into that. And Joe, come on now. How long have you been listening on this system here? You ought to be able to tell Dave right away.
Yep, KE4CYQ. Well, if you knew what I've been through the last couple of weeks, taking care of problems and companies and rip-offs and illegal charges and all sorts of stuff I won't get into. I'm surprised I remember my own name. And that's not joking at all. It's like, oh, my gosh. Putting out fires, stopping illegal billing and charges and inaccurate things going on with companies that are trying to bill you and cheat you. But, yeah, Dave, that's interesting. Yeah, the iPhone, I like the touch fingerprint biometrics there to open and unlock things so you don't have to remember all your passcodes or you don't have to use facial recognition, take your glasses off, or if you're having a bad day and your face looks kind of crunched up. I like the fingerprint biometrics opening, unlocking. And you can put another person on there. If you have a spouse or somebody else has to get into your phone, nobody else can, you can put another fingerprint on there as a secondary. Over to Dave.
Yeah, I don't have the one with the fingerprint anymore. I got the iPad that has the fingerprint. They did it. It was like during COVID era, and they were people were putting masks on, so the facial recognition didn't work. So they started putting the fingerprints back on, and then they got rid of it again. So I think only Android's got that now, unless you get the one of the older phones, but. Anyways, I'm near destination here, so I'm going to let you guys go. I got to unpack the Sam's Club stuff and all that stuff. So I'll be listening out for a little bit, and I will chat with you both later. Good talking to both of you. KF8S, 73 for now.
Okay, Dave, have a good one, 73s, and we'll catch you later. Always good talking with you. And Joe, my Android phone does the same thing, has for years. I get fingerprint thing from either hand. I can, it'll lock the phone, it'll lock apps if you want. I've got everything. You got a fingerprint to fire up apps, to open the phone, to do all kinds of things. I've been using one called a OnePlus. I think it's the only American made that I know of. I've had it for many, many years. It's been a absolutely fantastic phone.
QSL that, KD4ZYQ, and 73 to Dave there. Well, a friend of mine I went to school with years ago in grade school and high school, he lives up in Traverse City. I got a package from him, geez, I don't know, 2-3 months ago or more. He sent me an old iPhone. It's got a ton of memory on it. It's like giving me a computer. It's a bigger one than mine. It's a big size, you know, the ones people carry around, the iPhones, or any phones, really, but they're a good size. And it's got a lot of memory. It's got a great camera. He doesn't need it anymore, doesn't use it. He says, well, here, you can use it for whatever. So he sent it to me for nothing. I can use it for a calculator. I can use it to stream something that's on the Internet to my TV. I can, and now wear down the battery of my phone. So I got this other one here that takes the same power plug-in, and it's the same brand of phone. And I don't want to carry it around because it's too big for a regular phone. The one I got smaller, almost half the size. But it definitely was a heck of a surprise to send me a free phone for something he doesn't want to use anymore. He said, well, you probably find a use for it, you know, streaming things to TV, whatever, calculators, apps. You can do everything on it you can do on your regular phone. You just don't have to have it be a phone. You don't have to pay a fee. Over to you, Rick.
Yeah, that's nice. Somebody send you a free phone. Well, anyway, I'm going to continue on out of here, get up on the porch there, and see what kind of nice day it is there and have my cigar. But I'll have the HD handy. So anyway, good talking with you, Joe, and we will catch you later, if not in a few minutes. T-E-V-O-J.
Yep, enjoy the day today. Getting a little better come the afternoon here. Might be clearing out a little bit, no rain, but just warm temperatures, and tomorrow's going to be the sunny day. I know, I take it back, Monday. Monday's the sunny day, with the highs in the 60s, close to 70. So that's a good day to sit outside. Need some fresh air, but 7-3 for now, KE4ZYQ, clear.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WNFSM test 1-2-3-5-4-4-3-2-1, UHF or DAM.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
All right, WFSM test 1-2, 1-2-3. All right, handle test. Hey, B1. Had to make sure I'm on the right channel. Yeah, I was actually on the 100. I forgot when we were in the net. I was trying to see if somebody was transmitting when they were trying to send us the tones. The guard gate's flapping in the wind here. I honestly don't know why they have a guard when it is manned, they just wave you in. It's like it's for the picture of it versus more than anything. Yeah, maybe they can do something with the buses. Yeah. Woo! Well, get good reception so far. Maybe. Getting on 69. What was that? Getting on 69 here. Actually, I'm getting up the center road now. Yeah, I'm heading north on 7475, hurry. Oh, full scale at Belsey Road, woohoo! Yeah, it's full scale up at 475 in Saginaw. Behind Horn Dog Jeep, and you can't drive where the dam. Did you say Corn Dog? Horn. H-R-N-B-W-G. Well, sounds like you might not want to be in front of it. You might get poked.
No, I'm scared.
Yeah, you don't want to pass that one. Yeah, it's still full scale up at 75 and 475.
Oh my gosh, she just pulled up alongside me.
It's that porn dog. I'm frightened. Just don't drop the soap.
His beard's whiter than mine!
Well?
Baby wing. Yeah, wrong microphone, ho.
Let's try this one.
Hey, it's working. Okay, see, full scale?
Imagine that, full scale on the driveway.
Yeah, I'd say it's safe to say that we fixed one of the two sick machines here. My wife's headlights are on. I wonder why. I'm gonna go with she forgot to turn them off. No, she unlocked the car. All right, I'm only trying to hand out. Okay, so.
Yeah, I just get a little bit of crackle up at my house. Much improved. It's Friday. It's Friday. Gotta get down with Friday. Your day, daylight. Party and party.
Now the question is, how first out can we take it?
Inside the house, WSW. Give me the SWR coil.
Connected to CMN network.
Give me the SWR.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KEAFLY, Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Lima Yankee, monitoring. You're connected to CMN Network.
radio check. Radio check, KF8FMG.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
It's working, radio check. Full quieting. Sounds good. KF8BLX. Thank you, sir. 7-3, KF8FMG, clear.
Any BDS?
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
N8ROZ.
Connected to CMN Network.